I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Whoa, it's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. I'll be right
Hi.
Back.
Bye.
Hey. What if we Where's all did that? What if you're all like, oh,
he has
see
to come
bye.
Back, right? He has to eventually come back.
Does it have to?
No, he doesn't at all.
What's up, Nate?
I do have some questions.
Why is he ghosting us?
I won't. Nate, are you going to ask the questions?
Nobody was prepared for that.
I have 107 deep questions to ask your friends and connect deeply.
Let's do it all.
Do they involve teddy bears or bananas?
Oh, God. Stop it, Scotty.
Before you ask the deep questions, can I just say the video that I posted of you and Scotty on my Instagram page getting down on that banana got more feedback, I think, than anything that I've posted to a story in a long time. Wow. So
okay.
Get your OnlyFans page going.
Before we start the questions then, how much should we charge for... Okay, so Scotty and I have been planning on doing an OnlyFans page where I feed him a banana or he feeds me a banana. And I think we're going to do this weekly.
Right.
Yeah, I think since it's kind of a novelty and people just do it for a goof, I think even like $5 a month is plenty.
Do you think somebody would pay $5 a month to see
this? Yes,
because that's
almost
nothing.
Sure.
Sure.
I just want to know what my cut is going to be since I suggested this to you guys.
No, this is...
And now you're doing... Yeah,
here we go.
Scotty,
recording.
You're the authoritative.
We have recorded it where I mentioned this. Yeah, look, Scotty's about to admit it, too.
No. What's our cut from OnlyFans, though? How much do we get?
Oh, yeah, how much
it's
do
gone
they
down. I think we only get 60%. They take 40%, I think.
That's what fucking Cameo did.
What if
I thought it was 80.
What if your nipples are out? Could we charge more?
Wait, why are my nipples out?
Because mine are big. I have big
boobs. They'd rather see those, probably.
Yeah.
Some people might be into that, Scotty.
You have dinner plate nipples?
Yeah, no, not my nipples. I just have moobs now.
I mean, I think if we continue doing this for a long period of time, our nipples will have to make an appearance.
Wait, okay. What am I walking in on about nipples making
their
an appearance?
Their OnlyFans page.
Yeah.
They're trying to say I didn't come up with the idea when I did, and it's on tape, which I will find because I'm getting a cut of this.
We'll kick you a quarter a month.
No. Gandhi did originate this idea.
Gandhi's not eating the banana. Like,
it doesn't matter. It's my idea. Just because I don't act in the TV show doesn't mean I don't get a cut.
Yes.
I speak from personal experience. You don't get money for ideas.
Yep. That's
yes,
right.
You do. You might not get money for ideas, but you got to do better about packaging it and making sure you say things into a microphone.
Well, oh, I did.
Think if Gandhi's going to get a cut, then I think you guys need to raise the price a little bit.
Right.
Brody got fucked over by Greg Brady.
Wait, what?
And a certain movie reviewer.
Oh, yeah, movie phone. Oh. I remember that.
Okay, say his name.
Well, it's what his name is. Why is a movie review?
Hey, you know what you guys could do? Do your OnlyFans for $5 a month, but then put the nipples behind a paywall so they have to pay $10 if they want to see it.
You can have upgrades.
There you go.
Nipple paywall.
Yeah. Oh.
That's called an in-app purchase.
Thank you, Siri.
Or an in-nip.
He's heard purchase. From a friend.
We should investigate it and do it soon.
Oh, yeah. I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, where are you going?
He's right. Bored. We bored.
Okay,
him,
someone
so
needs
he
to
leaves.
Write down the exact amount of time he was in the podcast. So like 30 seconds plus 18 seconds.
Then he's going to have to make it up?
Yes, absolutely.
I was going to say,
that's why Brody doesn't get paid for ideas.
Right. Yeah, that's why.
I was going to say, are we deducting pay? Because none of us get paid for it, so that's not going to work.
What do you mean, Danielle? We all get paid. You don't get paid?
For the podcast?
Yeah, we all
no,
get paid.
We do not.
Yeah, you better renegotiate.
What?
It's
not bullshit.
How can Danielle be the only person?
You're
don't
so
listen to that.
Shit.
Danielle, we get $100 a podcast. No, what are you talking about?
I was about to jump on Gandhi's lawsuit for the OnlyFans for suing the podcast after this.
Yeah.
You only
Danielle,
get
seriously?
You don't get a hundy.
Well, because I'm not on the mic on the radio, so I only get 100.
Oh, you only get 100.
You get 250, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
No, this is true.
Hey, why don't we have this thing sponsored? What the hell?
It is sponsored, but we don't see the money from the sponsor.
We don't see the money, though.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not sponsored. The man gets the
money.
The man always gets the money.
So, Nick, you got those questions?
I do. Yeah. I'm glad somebody brought that up. All right, well, we'll start with you, Gandhi.
Oh. Okay.
Is falling in love worth it without the happily ever after?
Yeah. Of course.
Why?
Why is it? I mean, not to totally bring the room down, but I've told you guys before, like, my first boyfriend died, and even though he died, I wouldn't have taken back being with him or loving him or having known him. No way. I mean, bad things happen. It doesn't make all the good stuff have not happened. It's still good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I always say, it's better to have loved and lost than never loved at all. That's my
right,
quote.
Brody came up with that.
Mm-hmm. I wrote that. Yeah, I didn't get paid for it, but I
it was my
idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hi.
Wait, is...
Are you talking about nipples again?
No. We're asking deep questions. Do you want to answer
one?
We
got really deep. Oh, yeah, really quick.
Let's get deep.
Okay, Elvis, let's ask you one. Have you gotten closer to the meaning of life in the last 10 years?
Oh, yes.
Explain.
But at the same time, there are now more questions than there used to be.
So what have you learned? What is the meaning of life?
Well, if you want to broad stroke it is more of a... I'm finding the more questions I have, the more it makes me think about what life is all about, and I don't get nervous not knowing everything. I used to be living in a world in a universe where if I didn't know the answers to everything as far as what the meaning of life is and blah blah blah, then it would make me nervous. Now I let that go, and I'm finding that the meaning of life, what was the question?
Exactly.
That's my point.
But isn't it funny, though? Like, isn't the meaning of life have its own meaning for each and every person? So when people go, hey, can you tell me the meaning of life? Isn't it just a silly question? Because it's different for everybody, correct?
Could be.
Yeah, that's true.
And it could change from hour to hour.
Oh, of course. But I just find it silly when people are like, can you tell me the meaning of life? Like, you're supposed to find the meaning of life, not ask someone, you know, that you know.
Well, and also there's an argument to be said for creating the meaning of life.
Right.
Meaning,
right.
Life could just be you sitting there breathing and existing, or it can be what you create, and that's life.
Hmm.
All right, I've gone deep enough.
I like it.
Scary Jones.
Yeah.
Do you vote?
Again.
It's a yes or no question.
Yes.
Why or why
sometimes,
not?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
He's afraid of getting called for jury duty.
I voted yes. I voted in the last election.
Are you living in New Jersey? You have an election coming up, I think, next week.
Yes,
correct?
And I will be voting.
Yes.
I will definitely be voting in the election.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On November 5th, whatever.
8th?
Danielle.
Yeah.
Do you seek out order or chaos? Which do you prefer?
Oh, gosh. I think it's different all the time. Sometimes I like a little chaos because then when things slow down and it's not as chaotic, I complain. But sometimes I do like a little calm and a little order. Certain things in my life have to be in order or I'll freak out about them. But certain things I like a little crazy.
Okay. Scotty B.
Oh, man.
What does love mean to you?
I'm
a
not...
hole in the teddy bear.
A
hungry dog.
Back to that.
I'm not. Shut up.
A warm cantaloupe.
I'm not good at deep questions. I don't know. Love is all about being with someone that you care about, companionship, and doing things together, and being able to tolerate each other. That's all love, and you know, and having an aching heart when you're not with that person.
I think that's a great answer, Scotty.
That's a good answer.
Good answer. Good answer.
Okay, Froggy.
Oh God.
Do you believe there's an afterlife of any kind?
Yes.
Keep going.
No, I do.
What does it look like?
I don't believe that everything that we see here. I don't believe this is it. I don't know what it is, but I do believe something else happens, and so. Sometimes I do wonder, how am I setting myself up for that next life? Like, am I doing the right things here to put me in the right spot there? But I don't know. But I do believe there is something else beyond where what all we see right here.
Good answer. Hmm. Brody.
Yeah.
Why do you think older people have a harder time grasping new ideas? Go.
People get set in their ways. You hit an age in your life when your favorite music is the music of your life, when the clothing you wear is the clothing of your life. And it's the same with technology. You at some point, all people, whether it's 70, 80, 90, they get to a point where they've learned enough, they feel like the way they learned it is great, and they don't have the tolerance or the mental capacity to learn new things and the desire to overcome that. So they just stop. That's why they wear the clothing from when they were 60 when they're 90.
Okay.
Is that...
That makes sense.
Garrett.
No? Yeah. You got to say something like, oh, that's interesting.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Very interesting, Brody.
Oh, you told Scotty he nailed it. You're like, Froggy, that's really interesting. Next person.
Maybe you didn't nail it. Did you ever think about that?
Well, I also would like you to tell me I didn't nail it. I'd like, something like a grunt.
I think that's a valid opinion. It's a very deep question.
It was a very, very fantastic answer.
It was. Thank you, Uncle Elvis.
That we would have gotten a million answers.
Had I answered, I probably would have said something almost just like that.
Okay.
Oh. See, validation. I need that in my life.
Okay, now you got it.
Yay.
Garrett.
How can I type Brody's answer?
You can't.
You can't.
It's impossible.
Thank you, Garrett.
We should stop now. Garrett, what's one thing you hope to never forget?
Never forget.
My answer.
The moment I turned around and saw my wife on our wedding day.
Oh, that's nice, Garrett.
Oh, I got a shitty old person question. That was great, Garrett.
That's so much better than the answer I would have given. Holy shit. Yeah.
What would you have said?
When the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady.
How about when you first had your child, the first time your
like
child
I just
came
said,
into your life? Okay.
When the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. Hey, my child was there.
That's right.
Does that count or no?
Okay, question for the entire room. What do you think about the current younger generation? Go.
Oh, man. Kids these days.
I'm gonna stick this one out.
I'll say what I think. From what I see, I'm somewhat encouraged. I mean, look, with every generation, you're gonna have some pieces of shit. In my generation, maybe I am one of those. No, I'm encouraged. I think I see a lot of kids these days, a lot of people who are much younger than me, that have this outlook that I find refreshing and so different than when I was growing up, and I feel good. Okay, there's my answer.
Oh. Except for the ones we had to tell not to eat Tide Pods. I'm worried about those
people. Right, well, you know. Right.
Like I said, there's always going to be a shithead.
I don't
want to
be the get-off-my-lawn guy, but here we go. I don't know. I just think that there's way too much sense of entitlement. Kids are all snowflakes these days. They're well-insulated. They're entitled. Oh. They think that they could take a job and go from intern to CEO in 2 weeks. It just doesn't happen like that. You know, you got to go work through the school of hard knocks. You got to pay your dues. And I know here I am. I'm sounding like an old man, but that's just my opinion because I came up. I'm a Gen Xer, and I feel like Gen Z, not millennials, but Gen Z. They're very far gone. Although I do like some of their thoughts, and they have these behaviors, and they have ways of thinking that we never thought. So I give them credit
scary.
For that.
Scary. By the way, great compartmentalization for people. Now, something I want to tell you about you. When you and Danielle, especially you, first started with this show when you were kids, you were the same exact way.
I know.
You got in, you started your radio career at Z100 in New York. You didn't have to pay any dues. You went right to the top. And then you were very, very antsy when you weren't getting a raise every year. And because it all came so fast and so somewhat easy for you. But look, you've grown out of that. You've got to understand that everyone's going to go through some sort of evolution. Yeah. And yes, there are a bunch of whiners out there. I'm not saying that there
are. That's why I gave a disclaimer before I spoke, because I'm like, okay, someone's going to just shoot this down in a
but
second.
You know, but it was just funny, and I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be sarcastic here. As you were describing the youth of today.
I was there.
I thought of you because that's exactly how you
used
to be.
I was 20. Well, Danielle was 20. We were 20.
But
you
also have to take this into account. There is so much more pressure on the youth of today than we were growing up. Social media, all these standards they have to live up to. Their depression, their anxiety is so much worse than ours ever was. It is a different world for kids now. My kids point it out to me all the time. They're like, Ma, you have no idea about blah, 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 blah. It's a different world that they're growing up in.
Imagine there TikTok in the 90s.
Oh, God.
How could you watch it? You'd have dial-up. It would take you an hour to watch one fucking TikTok.
Right. Yeah, TikTok, you'd watch the clock move.
That's a great question. Anybody else? That one?
I think we're out of time.
We are.
Nobody else want to chime in?
That's it. We're done.
Well, we're out
of time. I'm a snowflake. I got offended by this.
Bye.
Bye.
See you, snowflakes.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.